Last July, I shared a message that God gave us, calling us to be active volunteers in His army. It's a message from God. Apparently, some of us didn't quite get the message. How did this happen? Did I go back and look at the archives of sermons that I gave in the past? No. I confess, once in a while, I ghost on Facebook. I don't post on Facebook, but I want to see what y'all are doing sometimes. Anyway, that video showed up. That was after I had written what I believe God called me to share today. I went, oh, did I not listen to my own words last year? Did you miss His message last year? Well, guess what? He's back. Not me, Him, God Almighty. God is still calling us His children of all ages to be active participants. He's waiting. Are we busy? Are we listening? And then acting upon what He is saying to us. He wants us to join Him in the sharing and spreading of His gospel. Why? Because you know what? There are many, many people impoverished financially, physically, but most of all, spiritually, in this time of prosperity. Remember, God said the poor will always be with us. And everybody thinks, oh, well, that's all about the dollar. Well, no, it's about financially, physically, and spiritually. Some who look good, sound good, and even smell good are in the pits. I learned a new term this week I didn't know existed. So yes, no matter how old you are, you learn something new every day. It's called, can't even read my own handwriting, sextortion. Sextortion. What's that? It's extortion. What happens? A young man, teenager, out in Houston, and if you don't know where Houston is, look on the map. It's just west of Missoula. Got caught up in it. Sextortion is somebody convincing you to expose yourself online, thinking that you're having a personal relationship with someone. Then they say, we want money. And if we don't get the money, we're putting your pictures all over the internet. And it gets to the place where they actually do tell them, your life is ruined. If you don't give us money, your life is ruined. And this young man out in Houston bought every bit of that to the point of driving up the mountain and committing suicide. Because he figured his life was over. His parents had no clue. None. Where was God in this guy's life, this young man's life? Where was God in this family? I have no idea. But he had no one to turn to, apparently. The enemy got a hold of him in a way that I watched that and I went, oh, oh my. You know, that's horrible. But so are some other things that go on in our world. And God is calling us to share His gospel Not so much in words, but in actions, in our thoughts. That's what he's calling us to do. Share his love, his gospel. But you know what? People have taken God off the throne that belongs where God belongs. They've put other gods on the throne, including themselves. They've put things on the throne, including themselves. Are you in that group? I don't know. I got news for you. I got four gorgeous little grandchildren that drive me nuts. But I love them dearly. And sometimes they're too much on the throne. And sometimes I have to take them off the throne. Actually, I just let them do it. They do it really well. I'm sorry, Papa. I didn't know that would break. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God wants us to share his word. You know, here's an example. It's not as bad as what you just shared, Greg. Yeah, it is. Last year, a local lady who was estranged from a husband in a terrible marriage and in a cultish religion learned for the first time in her life about the true meaning of Christmas and who Jesus is. Pastor Jim and his wife Deb poured into this woman. She and her children were blessed for the very first time for Christmas. Why? Because Christians met her where she was at and ministered to her. They talked with her. They gave her a gift of money from Mosaic Church so that she could go out and buy goodies for her children. And even a Christmas tree. She had no idea why people bought Christmas trees. First Christmas ever, because someone was listening. You don't have to be a pastor or the wife of a pastor to be paying attention and doing those kind of things. God is saying that. Who do you know that has lost their faith in God because of bad things that happened to them, or worse, and I mean worse, bad things said and done to them by Christian brothers and sisters? Debbie and I just spent an evening with some folks we hadn't seen in years. And when they shared their story, it broke my heart. Christians being verbally cruel to them because they had not been attending that church that they used to go to. People hurt in so many ways. And then there's the people who've never heard of Jesus. Have you met anybody like that? I have. How could you be 50 plus years of age, as this man shared? Nobody had ever told him about Jesus. How's that happen? And then one day somebody told him about Jesus and he said, "Why didn't somebody tell me?" And he gave his life to Christ. Wow. And you know what? We can all miss those opportunities. We can. But you know what? We are called as God's children. Yes, as God's children, to share Jesus' love with others in so many ways. Remember, Jesus said, "No one can come to the Father except through me." Wow. Hello. Jesus, you got to go through him to get to the Father. It may be hard to imagine, much less believe, that your heavenly Father is calling you through your faith in Jesus Christ to join him in saving lives by sharing his gospel. Oh, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Again, not so much in words, but more in your thoughts and actions every single day. The world is filled with people desperately searching for meaning, for a purpose. There's an old age-old question of who am I and what am I supposed to do? Pastor has said it more than once. What's your passion? What's your burn? What makes you want to get up every morning and go into the world? Well, I need to make a paycheck. Well, I grant that. Been there, done that, and on any given day still do. But what about your spiritual passion? What makes you burn? Hearing about this young man in Houston, does that just make you go, oh, that's so terrible? Or does it spur you on to help children ask questions, for parents to ask questions of what are you doing? Oh, it's my life. It's my life. It's private. It's none of your business. It's none of my business. How many times I hear that from people. Gee, I don't know how that happened. I don't know how that person did this or that. But it was none of my business to ask any questions. I'm not so sure that's always true. If God gives you the opportunity to lean into somebody in a loving way, lean in. It's okay. The worst thing they can do is say, it's none of your business. And then you go, well, all right. You ever remember that guy Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life? I tried, God. You get to make the difference in people's lives. John 13, verse 35 reminds us, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you what? Love one another. We are called to be good stewards of this earth. We hear that all the time. But we have an even greater calling. First with our fellow Christian brothers and sisters, and then to the lost. By loving one another and sharing the love of Jesus Christ with others. We have people in our community who are hurting. We have people in our church who are hurting. Just as in many times and ages ago, many people were enjoying prosperity while others were not. Wow. Sound familiar? That's still happening today. It was happening in Jesus' time. It was happening before Jesus came to earth. So what's the point? The point is God wants you. You have something inside of you that no one else has. Greg, you don't understand. I can't talk to people. I don't know what to say. You ever heard of a guy named Moses? We were just talking about him this morning. I can't do that, God. I can't go to Pharaoh. He says, don't worry about it. I'll send your brother. He can speak. You're not alone. There's something inside of you. That something can be the difference for someone who is struggling and in need. Let the Holy Spirit who lives in you, when you accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit came into you, and let the Holy Spirit, God, show you the way and show you those people who are in need. You know, there are over 50 million adults suffering from chronic pain. Physical pain. I think a whole bunch of you can hold up a couple hands. I know I can. Okay? They're suffering. Rarely is a day that some of them feel good and can participate in life with others. Now, guess what? There's also people like that spiritually suffering and in great pain every day. When they go out in spite of their pain, they are often the human version of Eeyore. The donkey from the fable story of Winnie the Pooh. Oh, is me, I can't. I've practiced that for many a year, so I understand. You know, thank you. Folks don't want to be around them. They're hurting and complaining. Folks are suffering physically, psychologically, and spiritually. But yet, what do? We walk away. Oh, no. I know this is going to be forever. I don't want to talk to them. And they're hurting. They need you. They want you. They want to know somebody cares. How are you doing? Are you listening to the Lord? Yeah, but I don't have time. I have to get down to wherever I got to go. Be present with people. You know, my wife often says, so let me guess, you ran into somebody. Not physically. Yes, I did. And let me guess, you had to talk to him. Yep, that's me. Now, it's simple conversation. I was literally talking to a lady, a cashier at a local store here just a couple weeks ago, and I could see on her face it was not a good day. And I'm going, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. I don't want. So how's your day going? Seriously? Really? Okay. She says, you know, I thank God that I still am alive and have a job. Really? Yes. Thank you for asking. I walked away and I said, I don't know what that's all about, God, but she needed encouragement. She needed to know that somebody cared. Can you take that kind of time? Will you take that kind of time? You know, the Eeyores of present day and past years, they're like the lepers of Jesus's day. People said, stay away, avoid them. But Jesus wouldn't do it. As a matter of fact, he went face to face to the point of doing the unthinkable. What did he do? He touched them and he healed them. You know what that is? Love. Love. Are you willing to show people love? Or are you being pharisaical? Well, that's nice. That's for somebody else to do. I ain't got time. You know, but I hope everything goes well for you. Stay away from the unclean. Stay away from the hurting. Jesus didn't. Yeah, but Greg, that was Jesus. I'm not Jesus. Well, wait a minute. Are you a follower of Jesus? Or are you a believer in Jesus? There's a lot of followers, even when Jesus was on the face of the earth. He had lots of followers looking for the handouts, looking for the free food, looking for the healing. And then when it came down to it, where were they? They were gone. He's calling you to join him. I remember there was an Army poster, and by the way, I'm a retired Air Force guy, so this hurt to have to say Army, but anyway, with all due love and respect to my fellow brothers and sisters in the Army, I had a lot of friends there. Said, be all you can be. That's what your Heavenly Father, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Son of God and the Holy Spirit are calling you to do. Be all you can and were and are meant to be. You were created for a purpose, God's purpose. Do you want people to have an eternal life with Jesus? Do you? I am grateful that that happened in my life when I was 50 plus. I had fire insurance. I was born, bred, and raised a Catholic. I got my Jesus. It's right here. Want to see the card? I'm good to go. And I lived a life that, well, let's just put it this way. Some of you think so a guy said years ago to Pastor, I didn't know he was like that before. Because I shared part of my story. He said, I thought he was, what he is today. And I'm going, well, if you knew what I am today, my wife could tell you. But the fact of the matter is, people are waiting. They're hungry and they don't know what they're hungry for. They need you. God needs you to be that person. And why? Because, once again, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. I think that's a message to us. Share Jesus. Do you want to see people condemned? I can tell you there were times in my life that I did. I was cursing people. I was hoping that they would go straight to hell. Yeah, I said hell. It's a real place. I confess that I was that way. And I'm sorry for that. When I should have actually been going, dear God, show me the way. But I was fire insurance. I'm good to go. Everyone can miss obvious opportunities to share Jesus with someone. Who have you overlooked or worse yet, avoided contact with? Jesus didn't. And he didn't overlook people because he was too busy or a person wasn't the right kind of person. Remember the woman at the well? How about Mary Magdalene? The Apostle Philip? The examples are many. I mean, can you imagine what we would have missed out on if God just kind of looked down and said, oh, Saul, yeah, well, okay, let's move on. Wow, what a great example of God's love and call on a man. Why are you persecuting me? God is calling you to join his army. He says, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. And so must you love one another. Do you love yourself enough to love others? And if you don't, do you want to learn? Jesus will share that with you. And when you do that, he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I think it's pretty cut and dried. He's calling us. He's calling each and every one of you. No matter who you are, what your gifts are, you have gifts that he wants to use. But I don't know what to do or how to do it. Well, if you want to be a part of God's army, if you want to be a person out there making a difference in lives, and right here in Mosaic Church family, making a difference in somebody's life, and you don't know how to do it, well, okay, so you need some training. We talked about that in adult ed this morning, right? You need training. Moses was handling everything. Pastor Jim, when we started out, was trying to handle everything. There were a few of us that said, hey, nope, time out. No. We'll take care of that. Just like Jethro said to Moses, you can't do it all, dude. You need help. Well, same thing here. You, each and every one of you, have gifts that we need. In case you didn't notice, I didn't say, okay, children are dismissed for children's church. It's because Bonnie and Brenda and Deb are all out of town. Nobody to lead children's church. Nobody to lead the children. Now, pastor's more soft-shoed than I am, obviously. But I'm telling you, the children of our day and our age need you. And there are so many other positions, roles. We don't have positions. We have opportunities to serve each other. Jody's going to be leaving in a month or less. And she heads up our food group, community meal. Thank you. She's the, quote, leader. Now, when she's been gone, Susan Slamp has stepped up tremendously into that role. And thank you for that, Susan. But she's in a time of her life at the moment says, I can't take that role over. I can help, but I can't take it over. So we need somebody to lead community meals for our church. Is that you? What's that? It's not hard. You know what? Help being a child of God who serves our great God by serving each other really isn't hard. Trust me. It isn't. And yes, you can trust me. Otherwise, God wouldn't have me up here. Do I shake in my boots when pastor says I'm going out of town? Fine. And I'm not saying fine to Jim. I'm saying, fine, God, yes. You know what? I'm getting over that. And I'm pretty much, I was over it this morning and now I'm not. God loves me. He loves you. He just wants to use the gifts we have for the benefit of others. This is not about you. This is not about me. It's about Him. If you need the training, if you need to get educated, how do you do that here at Mosaic Church? That's an easy answer to a good question. Best way is to do what you're doing right now. Be here on Sundays. Not just to warm the seat. As the guy said, I got my Sunday groceries. Now I won't kill anybody. Well, wait a minute. There's more to it than that. Okay? Come on in. Get God's word, no matter how fractured and fragmented the message might be. Or, I'm hearing that before, Pastor. That's why I don't come to church anymore. But I watch you online. Huh? Okay. Best way, be here on Sundays. You'll learn. Come to adult ed on Sunday mornings. How fun it is and how worthwhile it is to learn. That in today's day and age, we're repeating the Bible. Moses was weak. He became stronger, and he became a great leader. He still had issues with trusting God. Moses, speak to the rock. Moses gets frustrated with his people and goes over there, bang, bang, bang. No, Jesus, God said, speak to the rock and the water will pour out. Oh, no. Bang. Three times. Bonehead. I tell you, each and every one of us can be that way. And Debbie's laughing like crazy because I call myself and many others bonehead because we are. I love you, my fellow boneheads. It's wonderful to have company. It really is. But come to adult ed and get educated. You know what? How does today relate? Pastor Jim, lead pastor of a small church. He's done that before. And he was the chief cook, bottle washer, preacher, and everything else in between. Well, there were a few of us who recognized that habit. And we said, we got this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You go do what you're supposed to do. And there are weeks where he spends the whole week counseling people. He doesn't need to be in the day in, day out stuff. We do keep him informed, and he goes, I didn't know that. Well, you didn't need to, okay? It doesn't matter that we had some coffee spilt on the floor for him. We got Wayne to clean that up. Thank you, Wayne. But we got you not to spill the coffee, okay? Come to adult ed and learn. Want a better relationship with people? Want to learn how to better relate with folks? Come to Life Group, which will start up again in September. We cover a myriad of subjects. And it gets pretty wild and funny and can be sometimes a little revealing in an appropriate way. Okay? But come. Want to strengthen your relationship with God Almighty? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Come to prayer. We have those opportunities. Monday morning, men. Tuesday morning, women. Wednesday night, everyone's invited. Come and commune with our Lord. He will give you what you need in your hearts to serve Him by serving others. Read your Bible. Hey, you know, like I said, it's not just a paperweight. And if this is too heavy, get a smaller version. But get the right one. Okay? Get the one written by God. And people say, well, which one's that? I don't know. You'll get a lot of different answers. But get a Bible and start reading it. Do you know, it's so wonderful. I do that on my phone. And some people say, oh, that's not the Bible. This is the Bible. Okay, I do both. On my phone, I can get some insight that's not necessarily in the study Bible. And then I have to research to make sure that the person that wrote that is accurate. And then I go to pastor and say, so what do you think? Read your Bible. Read a daily devotional. And most importantly, pray. Pray is the foundation of life, of the Christian life. And when you come together with fellow brothers and sisters and pray together, there are times when all of a sudden somebody will say, I felt the presence of God. Just gave me goosebumps. What's that like? Well, come, find out. Seek God's wisdom and direction. Once again, our loving Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and our Helper, the Holy Spirit, are calling us to battle together. God has blessed us with 1,001 spiritual blessings. Do you believe that? Do you know that? In days of uncertainty and confusion, and I am quoting Billy Graham, such as we are now passing through in the 60s and now today, these are gifts that go beyond our power to understand. And yet they are gifts of God that become ours when we receive His Son, our Savior and Lord. God is calling you. He is not only calling you, He's commanding you. Look at this, John 13:34, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. How you doing? I fail every day. But on some days, I actually succeed. And I'm excited that that happens. And then he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Wow. That's the reward. That's the fruit. But Greg, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Seek His wisdom and His will. You know, some of you may know this young lady, Katie Davis Majors. She's the founder of Amazima Ministries in Jinja, Uganda. She's not only that, she's a mama, a wife, an author, and a speaker. At 18 years of age, she went to Uganda on a mission trip, and that was it. She fell in love with the people, the country, all that. But here's what was most important. When she went back home, she knew God was calling her to go back. And people were saying, wait. No, you got scholarships. You're going to college. You're going to become somebody really important. And she said, no, God called me to do something else. And today, she and her husband, I'm glad you're sitting down, our mom and dad to 15 children. 13 of them adopted, two of their own. And they are spreading the gospel. And they are seeing lives changed. She says, what keeps her focused by the power of the Holy Spirit in her is to, quote, love and serve the people right in front of me, end quote. Her desire is to see lives transformed, relationships restored, and communities change through the truth of Jesus Christ. It's that simple. She sits down. I read a lot of her story, but one of the things stuck out was she was busy trying to do something. She was going to go to town and knock on the door, such as in Uganda, but knock on the door, and one of the people of the village wanted to talk to her. And she's thinking, I got this to do, I got that to do. Okay, come in. Cup of tea. That was it. 6 hours later, this lady had been crying her eyes out and telling her about the abusive husband she was living with and about the alcohol that was a problem in their lives, and she wanted to know what to do and how to do it. Katie's answer was, let's seek Jesus. And they prayed. And they talked, and they prayed more. 6 hours out of a very busy day. Can you do that? Will you do that? Last week, Joel and Sheila Myers were here, Indonesian missionaries. They shared their hearts about God's amazing work where they live and work in Indonesia. Listen to what Sheila had to share. She talked about her inability to speak. She could understand, but she couldn't speak Indonesian until she discovered that one day when she shared her passion, suddenly the words came. She didn't even realize that she was speaking in Indonesian until a native man told her they had no idea she could speak Indonesian. Her emphasis in sharing that story was, you know, when I got out of the way and I let my passion out, God took over and I did what I didn't think I could do. And it made a difference in people's lives that day. Her point and mine is simple. When you let your passion for Christ out, you can do anything. The result is God's glory being shown. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's God's glory being shown. So, well, why should I do all this, Greg? So that people can see God's glory and experience his love. Joel shared that he discovered sharing about life through imagery, you know, pictures. He was actually able to use biblical illustrations to address everyday life and subsequently the gospel, even to businessmen who were not Christian. Joel learned that in a world where storytelling is one of the most effective ways to communicate with people, that they became more relaxed. He was more relatable, and God opened doors that otherwise wouldn't have been opened. The result is God's glory being shown. It's that simple. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God. So, listen, I've talked, way too much. But go deeper with the Lord than last year. Can you do that? Will you do that? Tell one more person about Jesus than you did last year. Can and will you do that? Help one more person go deeper with the Lord than you did last year. Can and will you do that? If you need help, we'll help you. Are you open to God using you? Fear not. He is with you. Don't be afraid to give of yourself for God's purpose, for His will, for His glory to shine. For the comfort and love you can give many through simple faith and acts of kindness and love. After all, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Him. It's about God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. It's that simple. Amen? Amen? Father, thank you so much for just loving us as your children. Imperfect as we are, you continue to perfect us. You continue to call us. You continue to send us a message over and over saying, come, join me. Join me in helping people to know my love, that the Father's glory will shine in those people's lives to the point of change and transformation for them. Thank you for this glorious day you've given us. We pray a blessing upon it, Lord. We pray the blessing of your love to just permeate our lives, not just in our mind, but our hearts and souls, that more people come to know you, love you, and serve you, so that your kingdom will come here on earth as it is in heaven. It's in Jesus' name all God's people say, amen.